بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. So today we need to see how well you have taken notes, and we need to see how good you have made those points on the timeline, and we want to know who has memorized that timeline thus far. Who can remember the timeline in general? What do we have a timeline of? Huh? The general timeline of the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who remembers something from that? The general timeline. Just a bit before his birth, the situation of the Arab, and specifically in the people of the world in general. And then from there to? His death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the big timeline. Then we place the points on the inside. What was next? His birth. And then after that, the major point? His prophethood. And after that, his major point? Hijrah. So we have these major points on the timeline in the seerah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're filling in the gaps. The first one is just before his birth. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. And the end of that is in the end of his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And between that, we have major points. And the first one was all the way till he became a messenger. How old was he then? We're almost there. And then after he became a messenger, the next major point is whenever he made hijrah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we're filling in the gaps. So, what do we have so far from the beginning, after his birth? What is the number that we can place on the timeline? The first number?
Two.
The first number we place is 2 years old. What happened then?
Four.
After that is four. Okay, we'll go ahead and mix the numbers. What's the next number?
Six.
Six. And then?
Eight.
Eight. And then? 12.
12.
And then?
24.
20? 25. 25. 25. Allahumma barak. Ahsantuma. Na'am. 25. And then we have just before his birth, then his birth. Yani. And then 2 years after birth, 4 years after birth, 6 years after birth, 8 years after birth, and then 25 years after birth. This is where we have stopped at, right? 25 years after birth. After the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taib, let's just mix it up a little bit and see how well you understand and have memorized. On point number eight years, what happened then? Abdul Muttalib died. Allahu Akbar. And then also, along with that, his grandpa died. Ahsan. Naam. Huh? Along with that, something else happened at the same time. Abu Talib took his guardianship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, what happened at four? Four. How old are you?
Just
six. Six. We'll get there, inshallah. Four. What happened at four?
That's right.
Allahumma barik. He had inshiqaq as-sadr. Jibril, he came to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, what happened at six? Little six. At six, what happened?
His mother died.
His mom died. Ahsan. Naam. Okay. What happened at... Did we forget a number? We forgot a number. What number did we forget? So far we mentioned the birth, and then we mentioned 2, 4, 6, 8, and then we went to 25. We forgot a number. You're supposed to remind me if I mess up or make a mistake or if I forget. 12. 12. What happened at 12? He went on a trip with Abdul Muttalib. Who did they meet? Afwan, with Abu Talib. He went on a trip with Abu Talib. Who did they meet then? On that trip, they met somebody too. Huh? Bahira al-Rahib. Bahira al-Rahib. Naam. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Taib, we want to really just back up a second. Why are we studying the seerah anyways? Trip to Habesha. No, not trip to Habesha. Trip to Sham. Sham. Habesha is Ethiopia. Sham is Syria and the likes like that in that area and up. Naam. Okay, what would we say? Why are we studying the seerah? So we can follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because how can you follow somebody if you don't know them? Can you follow somebody if you don't know them?
No.
No, you have to know about them in order to follow them. So therefore we wanted to learn the about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so we can follow him. Why else? What happens if somebody follows him truthfully? And sincerely and properly, what will happen for them in this life and the hereafter? They're going to go to Jannah in the hereafter. But what? Happiness and success and contentment and all goodness. Naam, it comes from following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, mumtaz. So in our last class, we discussed some issues here. And we have made it to the year 25. After 25 years, what happened to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He got married. But before he got married, he went on a journey to? Again, for the second time. For the second time. He went on a journey to Sham for the second time. This time, a business journey for Khadija bint Khuwaylid, radiyallahu anha, and who was along with him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? Who was Maysara? MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Ahsant. Naam, Maysara, the servant of. Ijlisi. The servant of Khadija, radiyallahu anha. And whenever he came back, They were married. And we've seen the children that they had. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha. And now, at this time, we see that all the way up to here, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was protected. And he was under the great care and concern and from the people and his family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him and kept him safe and purified him and kept him far away from the days, from the ways of the people in those days, and from the foul and evil manners and conduct, and he kept him safe from shirk and from the creed of the mushrikeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to every noble and beneficial and upright conduct and manner, and even his people and the tribesmen and his relatives and his kinsmen and the people in his society, all of them, they knew him and they all knew how nice he was. And they all knew how good he was and trustworthy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they all knew how honest he was all the way till his own people and his society, everybody around him. What did they know him by? They gave him a nickname. Al-Amin. Al-Amin. What does Al-Amin mean? The trustworthy. When is somebody trustworthy? Somebody who lies, are they trustworthy?
No.
Somebody who says that they'll do something but they don't do it, are they trustworthy?
No.
Somebody who says they won't do something and then they do it, are they trustworthy?
No.
The people who are trustworthy are the people who tell the truth. And the people who stand up to their honor. And whenever they say something that they're going to do it, they do it. And if they have an excuse, they clarify. And if they say they're not going to do something, they don't do it. Ijlisi. Jisati tariba. Barakallah fiki. Naam. Like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was known for these characteristics of honesty and truthfulness. And he was trustworthy. And amongst the people, and even he was trustworthy. And Allah entrusted to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the revelation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was entrusted the revelation from above the heavens, from the creator of the worlds, رب العالمين تبارك وتعالى. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he reached the age of 25, there was a great sail, sailun عارم. Sail, a sail is whenever it rains, it's called like a torrential stream. It was like a stream, but this one is sailun عارم. It's a very strong and powerful stream. Sometimes when it rains a lot, the water runs down the road or on the side of the road or through the ground in the backyard. You'll see the water, it will like go to the low parts of the land and gather and then flow like this, like a little bitty river. But it's not a river. What is that called? In English? Stream. A stream. Nah, but this sometimes the stream, it might get big. The more it rains, the more powerful the stream comes. And even sometimes it can run and knock over stuff, and the stream will take out houses and become really big and take out trees and all this type of stuff. Yes, like this. So there was a big sail, a sail, sailun arim in Mecca, and it destroyed the walls of the Kaaba. And it destroyed the walls of the Kaaba. So Quraysh, they got together and they agreed that they're going to rebuild the Kaaba. They agreed that they need to rebuild the Kaaba. But in order to do that, what do they have to do? They have to tear it down. In order to do that, they have to tear it down. So they wanted to do it, and they talked about doing it, and everybody was going to do it, but then they were afraid to take it down because they're afraid to touch the house of Allah. They know what happens to people who try to harm the house of Allah. There was an example of somebody who intended to harm the Kaaba. What example was that? The elephants, Ashab al-Fil, Abraha, wa Jayshuhu. Now they came to harm the Kaaba and Allah destroyed them. So Quraysh, they know about this. They're like, we want to fix the Kaaba, but we're afraid if we touch it, then we might be destroyed too. So they talked about this some nights, and then finally one person was like, I'm going to do it. You guys wait here, I'm going to go do it. And he did it. He took the first bricks down, and then they waited the whole night to see if something happened to that man. And if nothing happened to him, they're going to go for it the next day. So he started taking some of the bricks down, and nothing happened to him. So the next day, they all got together, and each tribe got a certain portion of the Kaaba, and they start taking it down. And they're all working together. And they're going to build it back up. They take it down, and they start putting rocks on. And they're bringing rocks here and there. It's been narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu in Sahihain that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his uncle Abbas, they both were carrying rocks on their shoulders in this, and they were both helping Quraysh in this effort, on certain times. And the Quraysh, they had agreed that we're not going to use any money to build this except halal money, money that's not haram. No money from interest, no money from cheating, no money from bad things, only money that's from good stuff. From good stuff. Even they know about that, that bad money has a bad outcome. So they didn't want to use any bad money, money from haram and bad things like stealing and drinking and alcohol. They didn't want to use that to build the Kaaba. So they all agreed on this, and they start working, and they start take it down, and they start building it back, and every tribe has their own place that they're working on. All the way till they get to the black stone. Al-Hajr al-Aswad. Whenever it got to the black stone, then one of the tribes come, and they're like, we're putting it up there. The other tribe, they come, no, y'all's not putting it up there, we're putting it up there. Then all the tribes, they start arguing with each other, we're going to put it, no, our tribe is going to, we're from the tribe of so-and-so, no, we're Banu so-and-so, we're Banu, no, you guys are Banu so-and-so, no, you guys, like this, and then, it became a great event. It became a great event, and you know what happened until a couple of the tribes, they got together, and they got a big, big bucket, and they had blood in it. And they all put their hands in together. The leaders put their hands in together in the bucket of blood, and they pull their hands out, and we have a covenant. We're going to go to the death with this. You're going to let us do it, or we're going to die trying to do it. Like, they became very mad. And it's mentioned for 4 or 5 nights, all of them are fighting on this. They're all from the same tribe, different sub-tribes, but all of them are from Quraysh. And they're ready to fight and to kill each other to see who is going to put the black stone there. And it became a very distressful situation. It lasted 4 or 5 nights. Finally, somebody, he came, an elder one, he came and he told him, he's like, look, we got to have some type of solution. We have to have some type of solution. We have to have somebody come and judge between us, somebody from the outside who's not, you know, somebody who is trustworthy, that is going to give an honest ruling and help us solve this situation and come to consultation so we don't fight and harm each other. Okay, so they all agreed. And then they said, one of them said, okay, the first person who comes to us from outside, we're going to make him a judge. And whatever he says and whoever he picks, we're going to go with that. Y'all agree? Everybody agreed. Okay, call it whoever comes in the door. Maybe they're thinking, well, allow him. Maybe they're thinking, oh, maybe it's going to be from this tribe. Maybe he's going to be from our tribe. He's definitely going to pick us. The other one's thinking, man, I hope he's going to be from our tribe. Well, allow him. Well, allow him. I'm just thinking, huh? They all agreed. In any case, this is established. They all agreed. The next man who comes to the door, they're going to make him a hakim, a judge, in their affair. So what happened? Who came through the door? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came through the door. He was the next man to come through the door. What is this by? By the decree of Allah. This events are occurring, and this is all in preparation for there to receive revelation and for his tribe to know who he is and for his tribe for the proof to be established that even before he was a prophet, they know that he's trustworthy and they loved him and they honored him and they knew he would never cheat them or lie to them. So if they know that, then of course he will never lie to them. If he not would lie to them, then how would he lie about Allah? A'udhu billah. Of course. So we see he came through. And what did they say? هذا محمدٌ هذا الأمين هذا محمدٌ هذا الأمين. This is Muhammad. Oh, this is Al-Amin. And they're all happy. They're like, yes. The right man came through the door. Huh? Allahu Akbar. It was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told him what happened. And he said, okay, you guys get a big cloth and you put it down and I'll put the rock on the cloth. And some people from every tribe, you grab a portion of the cloth and lift it up to the place all together, and I'll put it on there right there for you. And they're like, okay, yes, that's it. And they're very happy. They are very happy with this, and they all agree with this. And the situation was solved, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his noble hands, he picked the black stone up and he put it in his place. And the situation was ended, and the stress was gone, and Al-Amin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, has solved the situation for his people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How old was he? 35. He was 35. How long has he been married at this time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 10 years. He's been married for 10 years. Now, at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a wise decree. تعالي هنا. اجلسي. جزاك الله خيرا احسنتي. هذا قلمك. هذا دفترك. اكتبي فيه الفوائد. نعم. أين نحن؟ Where are we? Allah عز وجل. Now, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed to show mercy to the slaves and to show rahmah and kindness to all mankind and to honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with prophethood, at this time it was in the messenger's heart sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he liked to be alone. He liked to go away from his family. He liked to go away from his people. He liked to go out into the country area, into the area that the nature around him, by himself and be alone. And he used to go to a mountain, and he would climb up there by himself, and he would spend nights there, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would worship Allah there. At this time, he doesn't have revelation, so he's not worshiping Allah according to Islam and the rulings that are in Islam. He's worshiping Allah according to his ijtihad. And according to the way that the people that were still upon the path of Hanifiyyah, Millat Ibrahim, this was still known, and there were a few people still upon that path. One of them was, we talked about him, sir. Did we miss that part? Nawfal. We didn't talk about Nawfal? Oh, we didn't get there yet. Now. One of them? I remember now. One of them that was on that way, Nawfal ibn Afwan, Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal. He was also upon that way. He is the ammu of the ibn am of Khadija. Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Is he the am of Khadija or ibn am of Khadija? سننظر إن شاء الله لا يحضرني الآن أيوة So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to go to a cave and the name of that cave is حراء غار بمعنى cave غار الحراء. He used to go there and he would take provision, he would take some food and he would take some stuff with him and he would go there for several nights in a row. And he would stay there for some time all the way until his provision is gone. And then he would go back down the mountain and go back to his family, Khadija radiallahu anha, and she would fix him up some more food and things for several more nights and he would leave and he would go again. And he lived like this, sallallahu alayhi Wasallam, and likewise, this was known to be the way of the people who left off the shirk and the people who left off the way of Quraysh and misguidance and paganism and polytheism. They were like this and they would worship Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was doing this and then all the way until he was 40 years old. Whenever he reached 40 years old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ulama, they mentioned that this is the age of ashudda. Whenever a person, he reaches 40 years old, this is like his prime age. With his experience in life. And his body is still strong. And his mind is very sharp. And he has a very good outlook. And he's able to understand and comprehend many affairs. And whenever the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reached this age, at this time Allah had chosen him. Allah has selected him to be a prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in Ghar and Hira, and then out of nowhere, suddenly, unexpectedly, he's not thinking of this and he's not expecting this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an angel came to him. An angel came to him named Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, and this is whenever the revelation begins. And this is whenever the revelation begins. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.